All right, what's up, guys? Welcome back to Journey Full Varsity Podcast. This is Season 2, Episode 8, and today we have our good friend Zach with us. His Instagram's Football Focus, and yeah.
Brilliant.
All right, so Zach, we obviously know you have a great Instagram page. You just came out with some programs too, which is awesome. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But just to start off, like how old you are, where you're currently playing, and you know maybe a quick background on your footballing career so far.
All right, sounds good. So where should we start? I'm 18. I'm going to be going down to I2I down in New York. Currently live in Blythe, Newcastle. So, and I've just been like training with this team called Bedlington Terriers, which is like a non-league team in the UK. And they're about...
what division would that be?
Oh, they're like 8, 9.
Okay.
Not that good. But it's, you know, I'm just training with them to try and keep fit. And right now I'm just trying to recover from a hip injury. So I'm ready for the season when I start with I2I, really. But yeah, so that's about that for me.
Awesome. So like, before I2I, what, like, leading up to that, how did you get to that point in your career?
All right, yeah. So I grew up in America, and I went to high school in the States. It's like a gunshot, man. Jesus. besides that, I played in San Clemente, California with San Clemente High School. And I played with San Clemente Surf, which was like, you know what surf is being in the States, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so I played for one of those surf teams basically from when I was 10 up until 17 and then moved over here, and I'm just playing over here now. So, I mean, I had quite an experience, to be honest with that, is because I've always played for that club, and it was one of those clubs where it was like, oh, you pay the money to come into here. We have good coaches that play at that, or the coaches from the high school, and, you know, you come play for us and we can get you a spot in the high school team. And like, it wasn't really like that for me, because that was the big thing, because the high school I went to was one of the top high schools in the country. Yeah, we were like ranked number 2 or something like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and like everybody wanted to play for the high school. So I was like, you know, you come pay all this, what was it, like $2,000 a year, play for the SC Surf, and you get picked on the high school team. You know how that is with all that political stuff. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a joke. But so anyways, my freshman year of high school, I mean, I wasn't that good. I'll be honest, I was kind of fat, out of shape. Right. And I didn't make it, and rightly so, because I just wasn't good enough. But so basically that whole year, like, I just took the time just to train on my own. And I guess that's where I kind of got the inspiration for my Instagram, is because I've been doing that kind of stuff for 4 or 5 years now. I was just training on my own and, like, right, trying to get better in the gym, get stronger, get more fitter, get, like, faster. That was probably one of the main things, because you know how it is in America. It's just go, 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 go. You got to be fast. You got to be strong.
Yep.
It's just, like, they've got no technical or like tactical IQ. It's just basically who's the fastest and who's the strongest, and you just like long ball the whole game. That was how the high school played, and so I was trying to get fit for that. And so I did a lot of work in the gym, still am, did a lot of work just on my own and just trained myself up. And then the next year I came back and I made the high school team, and I had awesome, a pretty good season with them. So like, I mean, that's just what I want to say for, like, anybody. If you get cut from a team when you're young, honestly, like, if a coach has an opinion about you, fuck them. Just go out, and I'm sorry if I curse, but...
You're good.
That's just a big part of who I am. Like, don't give a crap about anybody's opinions, because, like, if you just put in the work, you can make it, or you can achieve something, and it, like, wasn't even that hard, to be honest with you. Like, it just comes down to consistency, you know, going in day in, day out, and just putting in the work when, like, those other players on the team, they were out there partying and drinking and vaping and doing all that bad stuff. And, you know, like, I'm going to the gym on a Friday night, or I'm going to the gym on a Saturday morning and, like, working my ass off to get their spot, and eventually it will pay off. Like, you know, it's, you see so much, what was it, you just see all the people, especially with, like, nowadays with social media and stuff, you see what everyone's doing, and it's like, oh, well, they're doing this, and, oh, well, just do your own thing, and, you know, you'll eventually you'll pass people by miles. Like, yeah, man. I think, and even with going off of my high school experience, like, I got cut the year after that because I wasn't fast enough again. And, like,
oh my,
I was
God,
fit and everything. Like, I ran an 11 minute 40 2 mile, because that was a huge thing, the 2 mile test. Like, these,
yeah.
So, and I, it was just stupid because he always put me on the wing or something like that. And I'm a central midfielder. And so, I mean, if you don't have pace, then it's not like, whatever. It's stupid, but I got cut. So I was just like, you know what? Fuck that. High school soccer is really not that good for trying to become pro anyways. And it's just like, out of all the players I went to high school with, I think 4 of them are playing college. And, like, yeah, so.
And that's the number 2 school in the country. Wow.
Exactly. I think there's one going to UCSD, one going to, like, a couple local colleges. I mean, we had some older players who were really good. Like, we had some one kid who was on the youth national team.
Wow.
And we had a couple kids go to some good universities, like UC San Diego, SDSU or something like that. I can't remember, but
yeah, man,
they were, like, the core players. And out of all those players, it's not that much. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, it seems like we have, like, really similar, you know, like, paths so far up to this point. I mean, me and Dan, like, just when you were talking, we were looking at each other, like, yeah, we felt the same exact things. And it's pretty crazy to think, like, we're not the only ones alone doing this stuff. Like, I remember, same thing with us, freshman year. We were out of shape, horrible at soccer, honestly.
Yeah.
And we just made the switch. We turned our mentalities.
It's a mindset.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And we just kept grinding. We kind of drifted away from those friends that started to do all, like, the...
I think from all my years at school and high school, I keep in touch with 2 people.
Yeah.
2 people. Like, I mean, now that I've graduated and gone on, you know, 2 people out of all those years and all those, like, teammates and everything, and one of them doesn't even play anymore. And actually, no, they both don't even play anymore. It's just, it's funny to see, you know, like, how your life changes so much in the amount of, like, just a month or two.
Yeah, I mean,
when you're in high school, it's like, oh, he's this, he's that. Or you know all these people, and then you get out, and it's like, you're never going to see any of them again. People say that all the time, but it's true. Like, it really is. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, we just graduated high school, and, like...
I'm in the same class,
We're not going to see anyone in our grade, honestly. I talked to,
I didn't even go to my graduation, because I moved before it, and COVID hit, and all that crap. Yeah. So it's like, we're one of the forgotten class, but... I mean, I guess it's a good thing.
Yeah, it's whatever.
And, like, me and Dan, we're the only 2 moving on to the next level from our
school.
High school soccer team.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
So I know you touched on this before. What would you say is the difference or any similarities that you see between, like, both the level and the style of play in the UK where you're playing at in the 8th or 9th division, and then, like, the surf team that you're on or your high school team?
Oh, well, it's miles better over here, to be honest, because I was playing with a youth team. But I played on a UPSL team. You guys know what that is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I played in the UPSL I was going to play with them, but then season got cancelled because of coronavirus. And, I mean, UPSL was all right, but it's still kind of like just a typical men's league. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just typical American soccer. It's like you've got to be fast. You've got to be aggressive. You've got to want to win every ball. And, you know, like most of the time, the teams who can do that for more of the game will end up on top. But if you're like my team, we tried to be like a possession based team. And I feel like the players just don't have the IQ to play that way.
Right.
If you know, I'm not yeah, not no, like an I know insult, what you're saying. But like, yeah. I feel like people over here are just much more. It's just because football is more of a culture over here. Like everybody watches it all the time. So like you'd see stupid plays like, oh, this guy's trying to dribble through everybody, take on the whole team, or he'll just try and kick it and run. And like people over here are just much more smart with the way they play. Like you wouldn't try and beat five players or go kick a long ball 40 yards across the pitch if you know you can't do it, right? So like it's more about playing to your strengths. And like, yeah, people always go on about how English football is really physical, and it is, and it's different over here because in the States you play on the artificial grass, and like most of the fields are really nice. Where over here it's kind of like sluggy mud, and it's more you have to watch your footing because you'll slip, and like you just gotta be like careful with the tackles and stuff because some of them are really rough, especially in the lower levels. It's like people don't really give a shit.
Yeah, you got like 28-year-old men coming at you.
And I feel like in the UK it's more like that gritty, like passionate kind of soccer. Like they really get stuck in.
It's all people have over here. I mean, like especially where I live, we've got bloody nout. It's broken down houses and everything, and like people work all week, long hours. People work themselves like crazy over here, and then, I mean, the only thing they've got is just the football matches on the weekends, and you know, I mean, it's just the way people enjoy it. They just enjoy the game on the weekend, have a go out, have a pint, enjoy the game. It's nice, man. But I think another thing with that is just like in America, football takes a backseat to almost every other sport, which was what I was kind of sick of. Like, it's crazy. I mean, it takes a backseat to college softball.
Honestly,
college basketball is miles bigger than the MLS. College football is miles bigger than the MLS, and that's not even like the top level. And so, I think until the US can get like a what I'm trying to think of is
a culture like, around the game.
Culture around the game. They're not going to go anywhere because all those top athletes who are ending up playing in the NFL and in the NBA and all those top leagues and colleges, they're not playing soccer because people like look down upon it. Like I would always play soccer in middle school and elementary school, and people would be like, "Oh, soccer is for pansies and girls," and it was like, bro.
Dude, we still get that. Like,
it's when, like, come and do it on a cold Tuesday night in Stoke. Honestly.
Yeah, dude. I mean, people always like. We still get those comments. Like the other day.
It's time to shut up.
Yeah, the other day, my boss asked me what sport I play, and I was like soccer. And he's like, "Oh, you play soccer?" And I'm like, "Yeah, dude." Like,
she's like, "Bro, go to any country in the world. Any country in the world, even like." Canada, I think it's getting big in Canada now.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
But, like, just go anywhere, and you won't even find, like, any other sports except for soccer. You'll just see, like, over here, during the lockdown, what they did was they just took down the goals. Like, normally they've got goals and pitches everywhere in England because that's just how it is. And they, like, take down the nets because... like, they don't want people playing on the field. But they just took down the goals because they didn't want people going to the field and playing because of coronavirus. So they just, like, took down the goals.
Wow.
So, like, I remember it because I spent the first part of lockdown in the US because my dad lives there and my mom lives here. Like, I'd just hop on all the turf fields, and it was just nice fields everywhere. Goals, free fields, and it's like you can't get that over here. Like yeah, the best you can get is like a quarter. If you get lucky, get into so, like a club.
So since you played on both, what do you prefer, grass or turf?
Well, it depends, doesn't it? Depends, like
a nice grass pitch, a
nice grass pitch all day long. Cause,
yeah, I agree.
The what's it called? The risk of injury much lower. I feel like turf, especially if you wear Mercurials like I do, it's a lot harder on your knees. I feel like it sounds stupid, but you'd be surprised with like the type of studs you wear. Like the bladed studs compared to the rounded ones. If you wear like rounded studs on turf, your knees will feel a lot better than your hips. And I feel like because you're always cutting and pivoting on the turf, it's a lot more aggressive on you. So yeah. You always come out a lot more tired. And I feel like with grass, it's just nice.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, the bounce is true.
It's a lot harder on your joints.
The bounce. Yeah, I think grass is always nicer to play on if you can, but. I mean, at least with turf, you don't have to worry about the ball bouncing all over the place and, like, that kind of stuff. So,
definitely.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely nice. Turf, for one thing, sucks when it's 90 degrees or if it's, like, 100 degrees out and the turf's, like, 120 degrees and your feet are just burning.
Oh, that's, yeah. Like, the worst. That sucks.
Yeah. But
all right, so just last thing before we wrap it up. What was, like, your purpose, your vision for your soccer page, football page, football focus?
Yeah, so
like, why'd you start it?
I started that around December, I think. And basically, I've always followed people like Become Elite and like Train Effective, you know those guys? And
yeah.
I see them posting stuff and like, who was it? Brendal. Brendal was a big one.
Yeah.
And I think like, I do the same stuff as them, and I just want to see how far I can take, like, my own count, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Just
basically see what I can do with this, and I just start it. That's really it, to be honest with you.
That's
I just
awesome.
Wanted to see how I would fare up, and to be honest, I'm quite surprised I'm already past, like, the 12K, and I've only had
the account
for, like, 6 months. It's mental, man.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
So I think if anybody who's like a bit of advice to anybody who's starting up the kind of Instagram or like their own account, like a YouTube channel or something like that, just keep doing what you like, which is basically what I was doing. I would basically like for me, I'd go into the gym and take videos of my lifts so I could kind of like analyze my form and also kind of like track my progress as well. Like, you'd see how much weight I'm lifting this week, and then the next week I'd lift more. And just like keep doing your account or whatever you're trying to start, and just keep trying to make it better. Don't even focus on like the amount of followers you have or whether you're getting a lot of likes or anything. That's the problem with social media. Everybody cares about how many followers and likes they have. It's just make good content. If you just make good content and consistently upload it, the followers will come. And like,
yeah,
I used a lot of hashtags on my videos, and I think I got a couple followers from hashtags and like following people. But besides that, just keep posting quality content day in, day out. It's like playing football. Like if you're in a club or in a team, you just need to keep performing day in, day out, and you'll get picked each week. And like, it's similar to that. You know what I mean? You just got to keep posting your stuff.
Consistency.
Yeah, consistency. It's like anything. People start and they don't finish. You always have to finish, or you always have to just keep it up. Keep doing what you're doing.
Awesome, man. I mean, I really enjoyed this talk with you.
Good.
I hope our followers learn something.
Yeah.
Zach's built a lot of great stuff for you guys. So yeah, we'll catch you on the next episode. Thank you,
Zach. It's
good
one being on here. Maybe we can come on again. Yeah, that's good.
Definitely.
For sure, man.
Definitely.
See you.
All right, man. Take care.
All right, have a good day.
Thank you.